Welcome to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. Join me, Emily, your host. Every Tuesday and Friday, we talk about all things running a creative business. You can learn how to start a podcast. You can find out why we use Affinity Designer and so many more things that will help you in starting your very own creative brand. I try to keep this podcast as BS-free as possible. So if you want some real, honest talk about what it's like running a business and being an entrepreneur, you definitely will love this show. So let's get into today's episode. Have you been sleeping on an idea for a membership and wondering if it's the right thing for your business? Today we're going to be talking about how you can actually decide if it is the right thing and how you can launch it easily. Before we get into the episode though, I just want to say hi if you're new here. I'm Emily, your host, and each week we talk about all things creative business, whether it be starting a membership like this week's episode or doing other things like talking about investments and what tools you can be using. Now, I would absolutely love it if you would subscribe to this podcast and listen as we drop new episodes and learn from your business, because it's honestly incredible. Now, let's get into the rest of the episode. So, you've been wanting to start a membership. You've had this idea in your head for a long time now, and you're just like, I want to do this. It could be something similar to what I have, which is a content template membership. It could be a mastermind membership where people sign up and each month they get a group mastermind training, or each week they get a group mastermind training. Or it could be a social media membership where they can sign up and each month they'll get social media prompts. It could be a photography membership where they can sign up each month and get stock photography to use on their social media feeds. Whatever it is, if you have this idea and you think it'll work, fucking do it. I am somebody who slept on my idea for almost a year before I started it. And I didn't start it because I wanted to start it necessarily, but more because with everything going on in the world, I wanted to create a better, easier way for people to get custom designs without having to pay lots of money for a graphic designer. And so that's why I started my membership. It was more just because there's a pandemic going on and I wanted a way to earn money and help people without making them do expensive design programs. So that's why I did it. But if you want to do this, don't let just money impact why you're doing it. Do it for the love of it. I mean, granted, mine originally was like the money and wanting to help people, but I truly, 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 truly love my membership. And what's so incredible is I found an amazing, amazing platform to set it up on, Member Vault, and it's incredible. If you guys haven't heard of Member Vault, it's actually a course platform, which is similar to Teachable, Thinkific, Podia, basically anywhere you can host a course. It's very similar to those, except this one's free. And you can sign up for it right now by clicking the link in my description and signing up. It's super, super, super easy to get started on, and you can customize it so well. I customized mine in a little under 2 hours, and that's uploading custom fonts, changing all the colors, making artwork for it. It's really incredibly easy. But I host my entire membership on Member Vault, and it's very easy to do so. I set it up so I can schedule each month's content to go out on the day it's supposed to drop. So for the May drop, it all dropped on May 15th, which means on May 15th, I had a module go live at midnight. A module is basically a lesson because it's, again, set up as a course. So each lesson just contains different sections where each of the templates are hosted. So I set up my module to go live at midnight on the 15th Pacific time. And it's so incredibly easy to just go and upload everything you want. So if you're doing social media templates, you can just go copy and paste the text into there. You can post pictures. You can link them all. You could put a Google Drive folder in there and link that. It's really easy to upload and do what you want to do. And what's incredible about Member Vault is it also has an entire library of templates, including one for memberships. So if you aren't exactly sure how to get started, you can set it up all by yourself and use their template. It's super easy. Again, I keep saying it's super easy, but honestly, it's the easiest thing ever. But okay. So once you upload everything and get it all ready to go, whether it's the social media copy templates or it's the photos, whatever it is that you're doing your membership for, it's very easy to attach your payment processor, Stripe or PayPal. I prefer both because you never know what somebody's going to want to pay with. And you can set it live. Honestly, you could probably set up and launch your membership in a week. That's not saying that you should do it in a week if it's just like an idea and you aren't exactly sure how to execute it. But if you know how you want to do it, how it would work, how you want people to sign up and all that fun stuff, you can set it up and launch it in a week. And that's what I absolutely love about Member Vault. So again, if you want to sign up for Member Vault, you can do so at the link in my description of this episode. So you know all the links down there? Yeah, there'll be join Member Vault today and you'll see the link. It's super, super easy. So now that we've talked about like how to host a membership, let's talk about why it's great. So the first reason it's amazing to have a membership is because it's a source of passive income for a lot of people. I honestly did not have many sources of passive income or multiple income streams before I launched my membership, but once I did, I was like, wow, this is incredible. And it quickly became my biggest passive income stream, which says a lot because I, again, launched mine within basically a week, but I'd had the idea for months and months and months. So from idea and conceptualization to launch, it probably was about 9 or 10 months. And when I finally launched it, it just took off. And I was so incredibly thankful for that. So that is one of the reasons I love it, because it now has become a great passive income source. And honestly, it helps me stop worrying so much, because in this time of uncertainty with everything going on, it's hard to know, like, am I going to be able to book a custom project? Am I going to be able to work with high dollar clients at this moment? And it's scary to think like, oh shit, I won't be able to. But having this as a great source of passive income is like, yes, okay, perfect. I'm okay. And that's what I love about it. So not only is that a great thing, but also you can form an amazing community within your membership. So if you guys didn't know, mine is a great community. It's called the Emily Society, where not only do you get like custom content templates to use, you also get monthly calls where we hop on, we chat about topics, we discuss like your businesses, and you get to meet and find other creatives and network with them. I absolutely love that aspect of my membership because it's something that I feel like not many people do. And it's just super incredible to have this community of supportive and amazing entrepreneurs that want to connect with each other. So if you are setting up a membership, just know that you can set up an amazing community within it, whether it's through Member Vault and a Discus or some sort of like chat comment box where they can talk to one another, or even if it's just like setting up a separate Facebook group to go with it. Either way, you can create this amazing community and connect awesome people in your niche. Finally, a membership I feel like is just such a great way to flex your creativity, especially if you're like me and you have a lot of ideas, but when you're not getting new clients every single day, you're like the ideas just stick or they fall away. But what's amazing about having a membership, especially mine, is I can put those ideas on paper, I can create them, and I can give them away to the members of the membership for them to use for their own brands. So the latest brand design I'm working on for June is actually one that I've had an idea for a while, and it's something that I didn't know if it would work, but I wanted to try it. So I put it down on paper, I got some input from other members of the membership, and I created something that I absolutely love, and I'm kind of jealous that it's not my own brand identity. I mean, granted, I absolutely love my own brand identity and I wouldn't change it, but it is that gorgeous that it's just like, oh my god, I'm obsessed with this. I wish it was mine, you know? You know that feeling? Yeah, that's how I feel about it. So it's something that is super, super, super fun to do and flex your creativity with, because you can always create so many different things for your membership that helps keep those juices flowing and keeps you on your tippy top creative tier without like just feeling dull and like, ugh, I don't feel creative because you're having to do these projects that drag on forever, or you're not exactly doing something creative otherwise. So yeah. Okay. Did I just talk your ear off for 10 minutes about memberships? Yes, I absolutely did. Are we now going to hop into the ads and then talk more about the Amelie Society and what we're doing for the rest of the episode? You betcha. So let's get into the rest of the episode, and I will talk to you after the ads. Ready to trade stock graphics for beautiful content templates sure to connect? Created to help hardworking creatives, the Amelie Society offers monthly templates of all kinds to help you create custom, beautiful content for your brand with Affinity Designer and Publisher, the best design apps on the market. Whether they're used for you or your clients, these templates are sure to make the content creation process easier and quicker. This membership includes social media templates, sure to up your social media's vibe, branded templates to help you design the brand of your dreams, thoughtful opt-in templates to help you grow your community, bonus monthly templates to help you elevate your brand in all aspects, and monthly coaching calls to help you connect and grow with other members. Not only do you get all of that, but if you sign up right now, you can get a free Show It website template and an Asana planning bundle for your business completely free, worth hundreds of dollars free with signing up. Not only that, but there's three different tiers where you can get other amazing things like a group mastermind and exclusive action plans for your business. And believe it or not, all of this starts at only $27 a month. You can sign up right now by heading to canyonmooncreative.com/society. It's incredible, and you honestly should just go sign up. What are you waiting for? Again, you can sign up right now at canyonmooncreative.com/society, or check out the link in the description of this episode. Are you ready to streamline your business with one amazing CRM software? Sign up now for Dubsado and save 20% off your first month or year when you use the code CanyonMoonCreativeCo. You can use Dubsado for a variety of different things, from contracting and invoicing to creating to-do lists and setting up portals for your clients. There's so many amazing, amazing things that Dubsado can do that I highly recommend you adopt it into your business and use it so well. It's amazing. So again, if you guys want to save 20% off your first month or year with Dubsado, then you should check out canyonmooncreative.com/resources. It's linked in the description of this episode. Click there, you can find Dubsado and use our discount code now to sign up and get your business started on the right track. Guys, since signing up, Flowdesk's email marketing platform has changed the way I operate my business. The simple, aesthetically pleasing platform has taken my biz from one newsletter a year to once a week, if not more. With amazing, easy-to-customize templates from the Rising Tide Society and Jenna Kutcher, you can find the perfect email template for you. Each template also includes a plug-and-play copy and amazing fonts. You can sign up right now and get a free month plus 50% off your subscription now when you sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. Again, you can sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. This is one tool you definitely should have in your creative business toolbox. Okay, guys, so I have a new ad for you. I know you're like, oh my god, a new ad. I can't wait. Okay, so let me be honest and tell you, this is not like a sponsorship. This is just me absolutely loving this company and having a referral code to give you guys like money off so you can experience this and work with this amazing company and get their products and just support them because they're super amazing, especially right now. So this week I want to tell you guys about Imperfect Foods. Imperfect Foods is honestly an amazing grocery delivery system that delivers you the foods that grocery stores deem imperfect, whether there's too much that couldn't be sold in stores or it doesn't look right so it wouldn't be sold anyways, or if there's an abundance, whatever it is, this place takes that produce or that food and instead of wasting it and letting it just like rot, they sell it at a discounted price and offer free delivery to your place. And like, it's super, super, super amazing. I have used it for almost a month now. I've gotten two deliveries from them because I have it bi-weekly. And I am just obsessed. This place is so amazing. You can get amazing fresh produce. It lasts for a long time that you can use for cooking and just snacking on, eating, if you're that kind of person where you just eat fresh veggies or whatever, you can do that. They have vegetables, fruit. They even have like fish, salmon, chicken, beef, sausages, milk. I got oat milk from them and I am obsessed. Obsessed. Everything is an amazing, amazing price. It's so much cheaper than grocery stores. And with the pandemic going on and everything going on, you guys can actually get it delivered straight to your door. And it's just, it's absolutely, absolutely amazing. So if you guys want to check it out, head to the link in the description. It'll be linked down there with all of my info, with my code and everything. You guys can get $10 off your order, which is huge. I usually only spend about $20 on my purchase. So like $10 off of that, pretty damn good, right? So if you guys want it, definitely go sign up. All the information will be in the description of this episode. And again, Imperfect Foods, if you guys want to support an amazing, amazing company, they are truly, truly amazing. You want to not leave your house and still get amazing fresh produce and things to eat with, groceries, that kind of thing, check them out. So again, if you guys want Imperfect Foods and get $10 off your order, check out the information in the description of this episode. So this week's small creator shout out is something completely different than what I usually do. And I'm never usually the person to give myself multiple shout outs unless necessary. But I wanted to tell you guys about something new and incredible coming your way this summer that you can start following and learning more about right now on Instagram. So you've probably heard me talk about it a couple times before if you're an older listener to the podcast, but I am getting ready to launch my very first online summit called the Branded Babe Summit. And this summit will span 3 days in July with 15 speakers and will cover a bunch of different topics designed to help you take your passion and turn it into a profitable brand. I'm so incredibly excited about it that I've literally been working on it all week. I've been telling everybody about it. I've been working with the amazing speakers and I'm just so ready to get it to you guys. But the reason I'm telling you about this is because you guys can go follow Branded Babe Summit on Instagram, just at Branded Babe Summit, and you can learn more and connect and be one of the first to know what's happening with it when we start announcing the new speakers, times, and all that fun stuff. Not only that, but in the description of the account, the link, you can click that and sign up and become an attendee for the summit. And honestly, if you sign up now, you are entitled to so many amazing things. You'll get all of the announcements when they happen, and it's just going to be incredible. So if you guys want more information about the Branded Babe Summit and want to be one of the first to know what's going on, head to Branded Babe Summit on Instagram or instagram.com/ Branded Babe Summit. It'll be linked in the description of this episode, and you can learn more, sign up to become an attendee, all that fun stuff. So, this week's song of the week is one I've been obsessing over lately. Of course, I've loved it since it came out and have been listening to it on repeat for like 2 months now, but I'm still obsessed with it. And it is Lonely Hearts by 5 Seconds of Summer. If you guys haven't heard this song, it's a mother freaking bop. I absolutely love it. I catch myself listening to it all the time, and I know all the lyrics already, and I just sing and dance, and I'm incredibly, incredibly happy about it. So if you guys want to check out this song and all the other songs mentioned on the Creative Boss Babe podcast, you can actually click the link in the description and head to the official Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist on Spotify. There we have all the music ever mentioned, so you can listen to it, be like, oh yeah, I remember this episode, and enjoy a little reminder of what all we've talked about. I love this playlist, and I hope you guys love it too. But again, this week's song of the week is Lonely Heart by 5 Seconds of Summer. I know. You heard that jingle. We're back with the business tip. I feel like it's actually been forever and I just have not had a chance to talk about any of this stuff with you, but I'm so excited because we got 2 major updates from Facebook this week and the Facebook Corporation, and I'm just so excited about it. One is about Instagram and one is about Facebook. So we're going to get into the Instagram one first. And if you guys didn't know, if you guys haven't had your stories updated yet or anything, then you would have no idea that Instagram actually just added a bunch of new fonts to their camera for Instagram stories. I'm so excited for these. They're slowly rolling it out and they're just like so incredible. I've seen previews of them. They're amazing and I cannot wait to have them. It expands so much and gives us so much more freedom to create content for our brands. So if you guys have been like, I don't really vibe with any of them, keep an eye out for when they roll out onto your platform because the new fonts are so great and I can't wait to see everybody try them. The second thing we're going to be talking about is how you can now start a Facebook store without needing an actual online store. This is one that was announced earlier this week by Mark Zuckerberg, and I am so happy about this. I know so many people have like struggled and have been wanting to open Facebook stores but weren't able to do so with their store platform. So now you can actually open a store on Facebook, and what's incredible is it does connect with Instagram, so it can make your Instagram shoppable, which is honestly just amazing, especially with everything going on. It now allows people to sell their products easier, reach more people, and earn that money that they otherwise have not been getting just because of the pandemic. So yeah, those are my two little bites of some business news. What do you guys think? Are you excited about the new Facebook store? Are you excited about the new fonts on Instagram? Let me know by heading over to Candy Moon Creative Co. on Instagram. It's at Candy Moon Creative Co. And send me a DM letting me know how you guys feel about it. So that's it for this episode. I hope you guys liked it. I hope you got some sort of information about it. If there's anything you want to check out that was mentioned in this episode, you can actually check it out by heading to the description. All of the links will be there so you can find it and just be like, hey, I want to go sign up for Memberville, or hey, I want to sign up for the Amelie Society. All of those are in the description down below. Once again, if you guys like this episode, I would absolutely love it if you would head over to Apple Podcasts if you have the ability to, and leave us a rating letting us know how you like the show, if you love it, if you hate it, whatever it is. Ratings help other people find our podcast and join our amazing, amazing community of listeners. So it would mean the world to us if you could go and do that. That being said, I will be back next week with two brand new episodes, and I cannot wait to tell you guys all about the amazing topics we have then. Bye!